Ron DeSantis claims to care about kids, but let's look at the record. He sent them back to school in the height of the pandemic with no protections.
There's been talk about, at the federal level, imposing compulsory masks on kids. We're not doing that in Florida.
And children who identify as anything other than cisgender don't exist at all, according to his bigoted Don't Say Gay law. Ron DeSantis, he doesn't give a damn about your kids. She's fought for justice for victims of sexual assault in the military.
The Military Justice Improvement and Increasing Prevention Act will require the military to take steps to help prevent crimes like sexual assault.
And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has said no to Republican insurrectionists trying to block investigations into the crimes committed by Donald Trump. On Election Day, stand with the senator who stands for you. Re-elect Kirsten Gillibrand. RFK Jr. Cool name, bro, but it should stand for really f***ing kooky. He's a right-wing conspiracy theorist in independent clothing. Kennedy thinks aliens are real and vaccines are fake. He claimed that chemicals are making children gay. Just say no to right-wing extremist RFK Jr. Enough is enough. Common sense gun laws shouldn't be this hard to get done. If you've committed domestic abuse, you should own a gun. If you've been hospitalized for mental health issues, you should own a gun. If you've had a restraining order issued against you, you shouldn't own a gun. Call your congressperson and tell them voters demand red flag laws now. Okay, so this isn't gonna be some hokey Morning in America ad, but look around you. Prices are coming down. The pandemic has been tamed through science and widespread vaccination, and anyone who wants a job can find one.
The unemployment rate fell to its lowest rate since 1969. President Biden using the jobs number to tout his economic success.
The Republicans might want to make Bidenomics a dirty word, but from here, it looks pretty good on you, America.